I gotta warn you guys, it's a really good day in music history. Really good day, overflowing with potential songs to play today as we head back in the world of music, as we do when I guest host here on the Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram in for Steve. We dig back into birthdays, death days, anniversaries, number ones on this day, etc. Just a music fanatic, and bring some of that knowledge to you, and hopefully remind you of a few songs, like this one from Hootie and the Blowfish, "I Only Want to Be With You." Celebrating a birthday today, Hootie himself, although he's not Hootie, and it's not even his nickname. Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker turns 55 years old today. Cracked Rear View, just a massive album in 1995. Hold My Hand and Only Want to Be With You, and more hits off that one. Follow-up did, you know, all right. And then that was the story for Hootie and the Blowfish, essentially. Darius Rucker reinventing himself as a country music star. Don't Think I Don't Think About It. Number one on the Hot Country Songs chart. First black artist to do that since Charlie Pride back in 1983. Big song with Wagon Wheel as well on the country charts. But Darius Rucker, although I think if you call him Hootie, he's okay with it. He's not going to blow up at you. Darius Rucker, 55 years old today from Hootie and the Blowfish. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com. I'm told there's a new phone line in case you want to get a hold of the program. 877-310-9966. Alex, the producer, said, doesn't roll off the tongue like the old one does. Well, you know what? It's just familiarity. You'll get used to it. 877-310-9966. Find me on Twitter. It's where I'm most active, at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. I also host the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. You find me writing in places like National Review, American Spectator, Federalist, and I host Political Beats, a podcast for National Review. You can find wherever fine podcasts are found. Talking with people in and around politics about their favorite band or musical artist. We have not done Hootie and the Blowfish yet, but we did do recently Rilo Kiley and Jenny Lewis. Fun show. And coming up, a massive three-part episode on Neil Young. An artist that I kept at arm's length because that discography is so massive and so intimidating to get into, but I'm forced to. I'm being thrown into the deep end. And so three parts on Neil Young coming up on Political Beats. Find it where fine podcasts and not so fine podcasts are found. Mentioned this gas shortage, largely on the East Coast. That's where the problem is right now. The Detroit Free Press with a story. What Michigan needs to know about the nation's gas shortage. Although if Line 5 is shut down, as Governor Whitmer demands, could be talking about something like that here in Michigan, I suppose, right? This has to do with that hack of the gas line, Colonial Pipeline, system delivering gas to the East Coast, shut things down Saturday following a ransomware attack. And if the information that I saw this morning is correct, it happened because it was a phishing expedition in which, I can't find it now. Oh, I can't find that information. But anyway, either way, they shut it down, and that's impacting people on the East Coast. Gas Buddy yesterday, an app for phones that allows you to find low gas prices, and I guess also allows you to find where gas actually is available, the number one downloaded app yesterday in the Apple App Store. So is it going to affect us here in Michigan? Experts say no, at least so far, and at least locally, anecdotally, here in Hillsdale, did not see prices rising yesterday or this morning, did not see massive lines of people panic buying gasoline, so things seem to be okay. We're not supplied by the pipeline that's been shut down. On the other hand, everything's connected in the economy, and we don't really know for sure, but at this moment, it doesn't appear as if that any kind of shortage will affect Michigan. And that pipeline's been turned back on at this point, too. So it'll take a while for supply to be you know, trucked out to these various locations, and people still might be buying more than usual because they don't want to be caught shorthanded. But that's where Michigan stands. Now, the cyber attack, who's behind it? Well, DarkSide. Yeah, DarkSide. A relatively new criminal group believed to be connected to Eastern Europe, perhaps Russia, and trying to extort companies for money. The fear is, of course, that it's not a one-time thing, and perhaps these hackers, cyber attackers, could target other gas suppliers, other pipelines, other electric utilities. Now, that hasn't happened since Saturday. It's Thursday now, but there is a worry about that. Gas prices nationally, as you know, already on the rise. We're at 287, 289 around Hillsdale. I know it's more in other parts of the state nationally, above $3 a gallon. First time, by the way, first time that national gas prices have topped $3 a gallon since 2014. Across Michigan, Tuesday averaged $2.95. So, is there a gas shortage? Well, it depends on where you are. Yes, at some places on the East Coast, Georgia, Virginia, especially hard hit. I saw some stats yesterday. 45% of gas stations in the state of Virginia and Georgia without fuel, unleaded fuel yesterday. Diesel okay, but not unleaded. At the moment, it doesn't appear to be affecting Michigan, but who knows in the future? I mean, it's just a question mark whether or not this could happen someplace else. And, of course, the economy is interconnected. So as things happen out east, it does affect perhaps our supply, perhaps our gas prices, too. But yeah, gas shortage, yeah, depending where you are, yeah. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.